It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Live across North America on Sirius XM Channel 375, this is Westwood One Sports, and this is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today as he prepares to travel out to California for Super Bowl 60. I got another bet that I absolutely love for Super Bowl weekend. I'll get that to you in just a moment. Plus, the big winners from today, our three stars of the day as we recap the biggest moments in the show. I am curious. We talked to Jeff Schwartz earlier, and we both came into today. I guess Jeff came into today. I came into yesterday, not realizing that the Pro Bowl games, as they call it now, aren't until Tuesday night. That's how far off the radar with football people the Pro Bowl has fallen. Like, you used to have that question, is it the week after the Super Bowl or the week before the Super Bowl? Is it at the Super Bowl site or is it in Orlando? Is it, you know, is Michael Irvin coaching a team or is it AFC, NFC? How are we doing this? And people have just completely lost track of the Pro Bowl because it doesn't matter anymore. I do think there's something to the idea of making regional teams, like guys that went to SEC schools against a team of guys from Big Ten schools, and then a team of guys from like California and the old Pac-12 schools against a team of guys from the ACC or Big 12 schools. Like, I think guys might get on board with that. Now, you also have the problem of which school or conference do you represent? Because guys play for three and four different teams now when they're in college. But I don't know. I'm just trying somehow to give it the same flair, the Pro Bowl festivities that we get from, for example, the World Baseball Classic, or on a much higher level, Olympic hockey. Olympic hockey is right around the corner, and it's one of my favorite things in sports. Not just because I'm a hockey fan, but because it's always awesome to see best on best with the same level of passion, if not more so, that you get for regular season games. And you get that in Olympic hockey, or the Four Nations face-off that we had last year. Or, you know, you get that from a lot of guys in the World Baseball Classic. It always adds that extra level of motivation. Anyway, Jeff also made a really good point that maybe you just need to pay guys more and then they'll actually show up for the Pro Bowl instead of opting out. Yeah, it's a good point too. Plenty of hoops this weekend. We talked college ball. There is NBA as well. And BetMGM players, you'll get an NBA odds boost token right now when you log into your BetMGM app and then use that token. Add a wager made up of NBA bets to your bet slip, activate that token. If you win your wager, that was made with that NBA odds boost token. You'll get extra winnings in unrestricted bonus dollars. Check it all out inside the BetMGM app today. Download it if you haven't yet for some reason. Please gamble responsibly. The Power Hour, the final hour of the show here on You Better You Bet. I did want to tell you that after all the discussion we've had about the Patriots offense and how they've scuffled through the playoffs, Drake May being dinged up, if not legitimately injured, I do think there's a really good number out there right now for Patriots total first downs. And hang with me on this one. We talked about the Patriots offense. I'll throw out the numbers again. Just 18 points per game in the postseason. 4.35 yards per play in their three playoff games. Fourth fewest all time by any team with three wins entering a Super Bowl. Less than 178 passing yards per game in the postseason. Fifth fewest by such a team all time. And New England has averaged fewer than 15 first downs per game in the playoffs. Right now lined at BetMGM at 17.5 first downs. Against the Seattle defense with a quarterback at less than 100%. I know we talked Super Bowl MVP bets about an hour ago, I absolutely love that New England under 17 and a half first downs is essentially even money right now. Minus 102 at BetMGM. So I will be getting that one in as well this weekend in preparation for next weekend's big game between New England and Seattle. New England under 17 and a half first downs. I really like that one, falling in line with what we've had to say about their offense here today. All right, let's get to the three best moments of the show, our three stars of the day.
I loved the Mike McDaniel hire by Jim Harbaugh. I loved it so much. I like when coaches are outside the box thinkers. You wouldn't really think that with Jim Harbaugh. Sort of had his guys.
Great stuff, like I mentioned, from Jeff Schwartz earlier today. And I tend to agree with him on McDaniel going to the Chargers. They'll have their offensive line intact next year. And maybe an OC who could help unlock some more in that offense. They've obviously got Amarian Hampton. He'll be fully healthy again. They'll be able to run the ball with McDaniel. Open things up for Herbert, especially in play action, the way he can throw on the move. That might be the best hire of the cycle, head coaches and assistants all included. Our number two star of the day.
Two.
Fantasy football makes us believe that Josh Allen is better than he actually is. Now, let me also say that I believe Josh Allen is physically one of, if not the most gifted players at the position. But playing the quarterback position is more than just physical ability.
I love it. Our very own Kenny on the board here on You Better You Bet, dropping a spicy, hot, fiery take on Josh Allen during GTFO or Oh Yeah earlier. And I think the way he laid it out actually made a really good point. We wouldn't think the same thing of Josh Allen if he wasn't scoring a bunch of one-yard tush-push rushing touchdowns. Got to win big games, Josh. Otherwise, we're going to continue to doubt you. All right, our number one star.
One.
Look, it's a one-year thing, and I think people get the wrong idea about what's happening right now. I think, like, oh, we can do this with Tua, Kyler Murray. Like, I don't know. Look, Darnold has always been this talented.
Jeff Schwartz, again, he gets number three and number one stars of the day. I think we might see this cycle continue of good, if not great, quarterbacks, as long as they have elite defenses helping them out, getting deep into the playoffs, if not to the Super Bowl. And I think it's worth wondering about, in this pile of rubbish we have at quarterback this offseason, who that could be in 2026. I'll be back Sunday filling in for Nick again on You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff. Can't wait for it. Thanks to each and every one of you for being a part of the show today. For Dan, Mike, Kenny, and Tyler, I'm Chris Mack, in for Nick Kostos. This has been You Better You Bet. Bleck and Abdallah next here on Westwood One Sports.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.